Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, powered by the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and today's episode is a little different. This is a quick one-off bonus commentary. Though it's not part of my regular December series, it's something that hit me the other night while I was out to dinner with my beautiful wife, Sandra, aka Wifey Sauce. And I couldn't let it go without writing it down and talking to you all about it. So let me set the scene. We were sitting there together, eating, talking, just enjoying being out. And like I'm off to do, I started paying attention to the rhythm of the restaurant around us. The service industry has always fascinated me, having once been part of it. The moving pieces, the timing, the emotional labor, the whole ballet happening in the background while most people are just trying to decide what they want for dinner. And from my seat, with the low hum of the conversation around me, the clinking of silverware, the warm glow of the dining room, I noticed something most people tend to miss. Not because they're rude, or not because they don't care, just because it's subtle. It's quiet, almost invisible if you're not looking for it. It's this tiny moment when a diner quietly gathers a couple of plates, stacks them, moves their glasses out of the way, or hands the server the dishes that's closest to them without being asked. No announcement, no performance, just a perfectly timed gesture that makes someone else's job easier. And what fascinates me is how this one small act shifts the whole atmosphere. In a room full of people wrapped up in their own experience, what to order, what they're talking about, what kind of day they had, these tiny behaviors stand out to me. These people, they're tuned in. Their awareness stretches just a little beyond the borders of their own plate. There's a natural instinct towards cooperation, a quiet kind of empathy that doesn't need to be spoken. Psychologists have a name for this: pro-social behavior. These are voluntary actions that help someone else without expecting anything in return. And if you've been around restaurants long enough, you can almost tell where it comes from. Some folks clearly worked in the service industry before. You can see it in their body language. They anticipate the next step because they used to be the person holding the tray and juggling five different tables. Others may have never worked a day in the business, but they understand the invisible labor behind a smooth dining experience. The balancing acts, the timing, the emotional performers are required to take care of people even on your worst day. And when someone shifts a glass or stacks a plate, to me, they're not rushing the meal. They're not signaling to the waiter they want to check. They're acknowledging the human being standing there, the person trying to keep up with a busy shift, the person who's probably on their feet for 8 hours straight, the person who's carrying more than just plates. Those tiny gestures say, "I see you. I respect the work you're doing. I can meet you halfway." And I just think there's something powerful about that. Because at the end of the day, restaurants aren't just places where we go to eat. They're one of the last places where service, empathy, timing, and community all collide in real time. And these little moments, the ones most people miss, reveal a lot about who we are when no one's watching. So next time you're out at a restaurant, try noticing these little micro moments. Or better yet, create one. Not because you have to. Not because you want to just look polite. But because these tiny acts of awareness make the world, or at least your corner of the table, just a little better for someone else. And let's face it, we could all use a bit more better in our lives. Especially around the holidays. Thank you for listening to this little bonus commentary of Unshuck Yourself. I'm Ben DeLeon. I do appreciate you spending this time with me. And I'll see you next time.